This is Fab FM. I hope you're enjoying the music. I hope you're enjoying the information that we provide and the interviews that we do here on the radio station. I know there's been concern in the port about these abandoned and wrecked vessels that are all over the joint. The LMAC, the Douglas Local Marine Advisory Committee, covers Bloomfield River in the north to Buchan Point in the south and includes the towns of Daintree Village, Mossman and Port Douglas. The Marine Advisory Committee has had the problem high on their agenda for some time now. So to fully understand it and find out the latest on their fight to be able to legally grab these maritime hazards to locals, tourists and the environment, I put in a call to the chair of the Douglas Local Marine Advisory Committee, Robert Hannon. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Paul.
Robert, when I spoke to you a couple of months ago, you were frustrated. The committee was frustrated about action on being able to snatch these abandoned boats, smash them up. But the mood is a much more hopeful one now.
Yes, a lot of things have happened in that two-month period. The local Marine Advisory Committee, the LMAC, we've been lobbying the various bodies involved for the last 4 years, I think. To no avail. So that's people like MSQ, the Maritime Safety Queensland, the Harbour Master's Office, various tourism operators, because it has an impact, potential impact on their operations. But in that two-month period, the council, which is also represented on our committee, they had the foresight to apply to the state government for a grant to remove these vessels. At the moment, we're having a meeting, I think, early next month with all the stakeholders to determine what will be the best course of action if we do get the funding. Obviously, it's been defined to a certain extent in the grant application, and it will be, I think, a bit over $200,000. Now, this would cover certainly the removal of the wrecks that have been on the bottom for quite some time of the inlet. And just to give people a bit of background, this issue exists all the way down the coast. But in our particular case, the Dixon Inlet is a very narrow inlet, and there are some very large boats that have to go up there when we get cyclones. They've got very little room on either side, so any hazards are potentially catastrophic for them. So getting back to the actual boats, they're very, very expensive to extract from the mud at the bottom of the inlet. You need barges and cranes and stuff like that, and you've got the added difficulty that any diver has that problem with crocodiles, as there are certainly a few of them in the inlet. But we're very buoyed by what's transpired, because if we do get the money, then we are headed in the right direction. Now, whether that money is spent on the extractions of the ones on the bottom, which are identified and they're marked, but they are still navigation hazards, or we use some of the money to target the ones that are still floating before they actually sink. Because if you get a situation where all the boats go up the inlet to hide from the cyclone, and some of these boats break away and sink, you're going to have an issue with getting the boats out quickly after the weather has settled down. And that's a major consideration for the tourism operators. We probably have a bigger environmental ones with the ones that are still floating, because they'll still have engine oil and hydraulic fluids and all sorts of things that are still potentially to leak away. I think the ones that are on the bottom buried in the mud, that's already happened. So it's the idea is they get picked up, put on a barge, brought over to dry land, and you get an excavator in there and smash them up and council takes it away. But it's a very, very good initiative by council.
Robert, for the uninitiated, where do they come from? Who abandons a very expensive vessel in Port Douglas?
Oh, look, I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of dreamers out there who buy boats, and as they say, the best 2 days of owning a boat is the day you get it and the day you get rid of it. So these people would invariably drift up the coast, they get to a place like Port, which is really the last port you could get to Cooktown, I suppose. And I think they've got a similar problem, and put into dump bins and taken away. They would end up in landfill, which is a bit of a shame, but I don't think there's anything that's recyclable in them. And the process basically is that MSQ has to make an attempt to find the owner. Now, I don't think any owners of a boat that's, you know, in 8 or 9 metres of water buried in mud is particularly interested in either salvaging it or removing it. But they have to go through a process. It's very simple. They just have to go through any paperwork that exists in terms of registration or identification marks. They have to advertise it, and they have to give it a 3-month period for someone to come forward and say, hey, wait a minute, that's my boat, which is not a bad solution as well, because if we can identify them, we know who's responsible.
Local tourist operators, you know, the people who operate the boats, are they on board with your committee's ideas?
Oh, look, well, certainly some of it. The ones, but we've got a couple on our committee, and I think it'd be a brave operator who said, oh, no, it's not an issue. It's a growing issue, and I think the initiative by council's great, because it puts it on a bigger table than we've been able to access. And it's out there for everybody to see, and the government can't really hide behind anything to say that it, you know, it hasn't been alerted as an issue. The bigger operators are the ones that are likely to be more affected, because their boats are much bigger, so that their chances of getting out have a much bigger financial impact. You know, it only needs to be delayed by a couple of days, and they've lost a lot of money. And the other issue, of course, is that if these breakaway boats get out there and sink, that situation is going to have to be addressed immediately, which will be much more expensive than doing it in a planned, straightforward way where everybody's cooperating.
Well, it all sounds good, and congratulations to the Douglas Shire Council too for the foresight of looking for some money for this serious problem at that. Let's quickly move on, Robert, to something else the committee has been looking at, and that is bait netting education to promote sustainable netting practices. What's going on there?
We did a campaign last year. It was mainly a media campaign and mainly radio. We ran a competition. And the netting, bait netting and issue is, it's pretty, how would you say, I don't know, it's contentious, because it's a black and white issue in people's minds. We certainly got a lot of coverage, and we hope that that's going to be productive. We focused the campaign on the younger generation.
Just explain what this is about, if you could.
There's drag netting that goes on, which is where you get a great big net, and you get a couple of people, and they go out into the water, and they drag an area back onto the beach. And that then poses a lot of tiny fish, because that intertidal zone is basically the fish nursery for a lot of species. And they tend to just take out what they want and then just empty their nets. And, of course, those fish are dead. So we've been losing a lot of, you know, fingerlings and the younger fish. And you're much better off with a cast net. But the idea of actually targeting the younger people is that when they see this sort of stuff and it's explained to them, they then put the pressure on their parents. It might sound a bit cynical, but you know what this world's like these days.
Robert, will you keep FabFM informed on any developments?
Yeah, we'll look forward to the resurrection of 107.
Terrific. Thank you, Robert.
Okay.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. The notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your betty.
Rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah,
baby. Rock the boat.
Roll yeah, roll yeah, baby.
Rock the boat. 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 Rock the boat.